Film composer John Williams, actress Viola Davis, choreographer Paul Taylor. They're just a few of the luminaries trained at Juilliard, the prestigious New York Conservatory. Juilliard's dance program began in 1951 and has always pushed boundaries with, for example, students taking both modern dance and ballet at a time when the two were seen as very different. But now it's going even further, thanks to Alicia Graf Mack, the dance division's dean and director. When she was selected in 2018, she became the first Black person, the first woman of color, and the youngest person to take up the post. She's made some big moves. Students are now required to take hip-hop and West African dance, along with ballet and modern, and they can study techniques that interest them instead of being tracked based on their gender or body type.
As a dancer, if I've traveled to China or Russia or Brazil, anywhere around the world, I can touch someone's spirit in a way that no other art form can, and I don't even need to open my mouth.
I recently traveled to Juilliard, where Graf Mack and I sat in on a ballet class, where a very diverse group of both men and women were practicing jumps and turns. We then headed down the hall to another class on the modern technique of late choreographer Merce Cunningham, accompanied by musician Paula Janine Bennett. A little surprising to a visitor, there was no sight of tights, tutus, or other traditional ballet attire. Instead, there was an array of polo shirts, leggings, baggy pants, and the universal attire of college students everywhere, school sweatshirts.
Your unique qualities, they want to see those sides of you. When it comes to attire specifically, everyone here dresses like themselves 100% of the time.
That's Nyoka Watterson, who's graduating in May. We learned that Graf Mack embraces that same ethos in teaching.
There's something really special about working with college-age students. There's a sense of urgency there. There's a great sense of curiosity. We can ask a lot of questions. What is currently the state of the field, and how can we shift and change that field?
Graf Mack became a breakout ballet star when she was just 17 years old with Dance Theater of Harlem. Stunningly graceful and tall for a ballerina.
I think being a tall Black woman in ballet, I have always been sort of the unicorn or the standout.
But injuries caused by a rheumatic disease forced her to quit just 3 years later.
My entire identity was wrapped in myself as a dancer. If anybody asked, Alicia, who are you? Before I'd say I'm a Black woman, before I would say I'm the daughter of Arnie and Martha, I would say I'm a dancer. And to have that taken away so early in my career, I definitely reached my rock bottom. Without the work and without the career, I had no clue who Alicia was. It really was education that saved me. It was the idea that I could be more than one thing.
She returned to school, earned degrees from Columbia University and Washington University in St. Louis, but then she made a triumphant return to dance for another 6 years with Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater and Complexions Contemporary Ballet, and as a guest performer with artists including Beyoncé and John Legend. After leaving the stage, Graf Mack turned her focus to dance education, ultimately landing at Juilliard.
We take between 18 and 24 dancers every year into the first year class. We're a division of about 80, 85 dancers total.
You're like the Marines.
That's
You're like
right.
The Marines of dance, the few, the proud.
I love that. And with our few and proud, I want them to be as versatile as they can so that they have longevity in their careers. And you can start with a ballet company or on Broadway.
You're also trying to disrupt kind of the traditional gender roles in dance. Men, for example, are allowed to take point classes if they so choose. And women or people in female-presenting bodies are allowed to take jumps and turns, which used to be dominated by men. Why did you think it was important?
We wanted to start to think about why traditionally dance has been taught on a binary scale. Because inevitably, we are wanting the dancers to understand shape, form, line, strength, and artistry. The young people of our world are the ones that see the vision. And if I'm not able to give them the information, the daily practice, it's going to be hard for them to enter into the field and become the leaders and the change makers that we need.
And in fact, Juilliard students have long joined the ranks of top dance companies around the world. The school says that all students from the class of 2023 graduated with jobs at companies from the Mark Morris Group to the Met Opera Ballet and Ballet Zurich. Graf Mack says she hopes that more Juilliard dancers will become company directors. One of the big issues with all of these traditional art forms is that it's hard to participate if you don't have money. It's hard to get the training. I mean, what's the solution?
It took a village to get me to become a professional dancer. For most dancers, it takes at least 10 years of training before they can get into a college for 4 more years of training. One of the things that I'm so grateful for the Juilliard School is that 90% of our students are on financial aid and receive scholarships. And it's so important so that the dancers, the musicians and drama students can concentrate on their art form and not on how am I going to eat and I have to land a job coming out of school immediately so I can just survive in my craft.
One such program is a scholarship funded in part by the Jerome L. Green Foundation. Nayoka, whom we met earlier, is a Green Fellow. She's headed to the Netherlands this summer after landing a contract with Scapino Ballet Rotterdam. We also met fourth-year student Kaylee Sin. She plans to freelance and hopes to teach underserved populations.
This is the first time an Asian choreographer has been on the rep in over 20 years. So it's really cool to be a part of that kind of history here. I think it's really important to like have somebody that looks like you leading a space, being at the front of the room.
Both students will perform in Shen Wei's MAP as part of a spring dances showcase running Wednesday through Saturday this week at Juilliard.